and Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour. And our special guest on this May the 5th on the West Coast of the United States, now May the 6th in the Eastern and Central time zones, as well as on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, where I know there are many people listening in tonight, and other parts of the world. Let's not forget anyone. Largely because of who our guest is this evening. He is a cosmologist, an astrologer, a seer, and an inspiration to people around the world in terms of getting outside the box and seeing what is really going on planet Earth, as well as in our solar system, in our galaxy, and in other parts of the universe. He is an inspiration to many, including yours truly. He's been on Evident Footprints a number of times. It's been a while since we've had him on. He's been a very, very busy man. And I'm happy to have him with us tonight, my good friend, Michael St. Clair. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing? Nice to talk to you again. It's been exactly 4 months since we talked, early January.
Yes, it has. It's been a long time. To the date, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It goes fast now. You see, time is shrinking and a lot of things are happening like we had discussed 4 months ago. It's all unfolding in an extremely accelerated way now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're busy, you know. We have to do what we have to do in the meantime.
Yes, exactly. I've noticed that, and I'm noticing that even regular people, the ones that we call the sheeple, are starting to awaken a bit and notice that time is flying. I think that's one of the first things that people notice. It seems that that the school system just started the new school year, and here we are. Kids are about to graduate, go to prom, and go to their summer vacation. Time is moving incredibly fast. I'm sure you notice that where you are as well.
Yes, it's been discussed also by Cliff High, the author of Half Past Human. He discussed it in other radio shows. He gave some scientific explanations, actually, which are very interesting, about how light travels and the photons. I think that we are really experiencing now the phase where we're coming to what others, Krishnamurti and others, have called Taoists, etc., the ending of time or timelessness. We just seem to be able to get a lot more done in a very short period of time. On the other hand, also, there are physical manifestations due to, I think, the enhanced UV radiations that some of us, at least those who are sort of at the edges of going further, are feeling more tired faster, maybe because we do more. I'm not sure, but clearly there are very palpable changes, and we just can adapt to this day by day. I had said early in the year we will have to adapt to everything that's new, and it's new every day. It's totally unknown. We're constantly inside of the unknown, adapting, trying things out. Essentially, it's one big experiment now.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. If you recall some of our past conversations, I described to you, Michael, my own personal feelings about what's going on and my perceptions and this awareness that seems to be transcending into multidimensionality. What I'm finding more recently, let's say within the last month, is a synchronicity occurring with people that have been doing their part, doing their work, and there's been sort of an unintentional separation, and I think of a person, and later that day I hear from that person, someone I haven't talked to in quite a long time. And I'm noticing this more and more, or a particular topic comes up that I have been working on and not really talking about to anyone. So I'm seeing the psychic realm open up, and people are sort of automatically tuning in without really trying, if you understand my meaning. Are you experiencing
that? Yes, completely. Yes, I see this too. We can actually do it consciously. You can think of someone that you would like to get in touch with, or some matter to be resolved, and you can induce it to happen that way. However, it's just that it needs, on the other end of the telepathic communication, somebody at that same level.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a transmission where you have to be literally on the same wavelengths. And then when you have the two people who do this, you can go very fast. The problem is that most people are still caught completely in the third dimensional realities. And it's only when we are moving away from that, understanding we're reaching the point, ending of time, that we then, when we're together on the same wavelengths, even though apart, worlds apart, we can actually get projects done and move operations quickly. This is the separation that is now beginning to happen, where some people will basically stay with the program, whatever you want to call it, the matrix, the cave, and then there are these few others who are now gradually, painfully sort of moving away from it. It's painful because basically we're losing a lot of people who are no longer with it, but also because we're adapting to something new. We don't know the rules of what's out there, how the new thing goes. We're inventing this, or we're testing it out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, you can think of something and it happens right away. Even in dreams, some message comes up, and in a day or two, the actuality, the reality will actually show itself.
Yeah, that's usually been the way I get, in the past, going back a few years, I would get most of my impressions that way through sleep. Now it's more in the waking state. And I can be in the midst of doing anything, doing my research, writing something. I've had to deal with some issues regarding my father's passing and all the things that come along with that. Automatically, you have to bear that responsibility. You know, there's no turning your back. You can't turn your back on your family, and so it's required an extra amount of energy, extra flexibility, in a sense, to just say, okay, I have to do this, and you do it. And certain things get sacrificed, but the important things are getting done. And as many as you can, anyway. So I know that, yes, it can be very tiring. It can be taxing on the physical body, because the body is really not been conditioned to deal with these changes. Like you said, we're entering this new territory, and it's, you think, why am I so tired? I hardly did anything, or I can work for days at a time without sleep, and then I have to crash. You have to stop. And
That's what's happening. We're adapting. There are waves coming. It's also with the weather. When you observe where you are, where I'm, we have like summer in April and then winter again in May. And so, nothing is, there is no more logic in everything. There's a sort of a choppiness of the seas, and this is this whole magnetic upgrade that we're going through. I guess this is now the DNA upgrade. And this could mean, I'm not an expert at this, but it could mean that physically speaking, we're more exhausted, but then at times we can do a lot. Of course, we can change this with taking certain substances like white powder gold, certain vitamins, MMS, colloidal silver, all these things, we can adjust a little bit. But on the whole, this is all outside of what we know, because we're dealing with a completely new territory of an interdimensional kind, and no one knows what's next. So we're just adapting. Those of us like you and I who had prepared for years have a bit of a clue, but honestly, even we are surprised at how the days go by.
Oh, yes.
Now, we're in an interesting astrological makeup that we had talked about a few months ago, with this triple conjunction that reaches now the first point of coming together, Jupiter, Chiron, Neptune, at the end of Aquarius in the 26th, 27th degree, and then we'll pass through this one more time in November, and we see that it leads to a sort of an intellectual understanding without words across the globe among many people, without even words said, but it leads also to some sort of illusions, and it also is mirrored by delusional behavior, like for instance this swine flu episode. That's a typical Jupiter-Neptune type exaggeration of things. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, by November, when the second round of this conjunction happens, it is possible that real illnesses could actually surface, because the indications through astrology and also through linguistics by Cliff High and others indicates that this could really happen. So what we're seeing is now a merging of dimensions, and it's really hard to segregate what is real and what's not, what is really delusional behavior of some who are no longer with it, and other real breakthroughs on a sort of intangible or so-called spiritual development, techno-spiritual breakthroughs, new energies, etc. I mean, it's a fascinating time, and everything comes through these choppy seas with these magnetic changes, the increased UV radiations. I was telling you about the weather when you look at trees, how seasons merge in, you know, literally 2 weeks. You go from winter to summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just describing that really everything is untried in this year. It's a complete transformational year, but of actions. So we have to stay with it in the sense of knowing how we are going to become self-sustained and self-responsible while all the rest that's going on out there is happening anyway. Like we had discussed, the dying of the currencies, the replacement of the economy, and everything that's going on with the Earth changes. But
yeah.
The inner landscape is fascinating now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm seeing all these things or experiencing them. You know, last August 2008, I was doing a series of stories. Well, even in July, to tell you the truth, because Dr. H. U. Watt had come out with a report about the intention of these flu pandemics, and they were talking about bird flu, and they're going to inject people before they get on the planes leaving Beijing and other parts of China where these Olympic events were going on. And then it sort of died down for a while, and then it came up. Now, we didn't stop talking about this. We talked about the fact that this plan was in effect, and they used it, our feeling here, many of us talk show hosts, especially in the alternative media, feel that the whole ruse was a diversion, again, to mask what's going on in the financial community. And then there's a group of people who are starting to get creative with the law and looking at possibilities of addressing these issues, which can aid in dismantling this cabal that's intent on ruling and destroying the world, one or the other. You know, if they can't rule, if it's going to fall apart, they're going to do what they can to hold on to their paradigm, so to speak. And
yes.
And people are starting to awaken in different ways, even though they're compartmentalized in the same groups. You have the Patriots, you have the New Age movement, where people are just considering, love, and they're focusing on that. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, because we need that balance of energy on the planet, but they see everything as just one solution, one aspect of the total solution. If you understand my meaning, I think you're experiencing that yourself in your own way.
Yes, sure. I had this meeting with our 20 friends, and I've done several things also with my resonators that I'm testing out, that people are working on now with magnetic resonators even. So, to go through the points that you've now made, to quickly address them one by one. So there are many issues here. again, these illnesses, let's go through those quickly one more time. Mm-hmm. It's seen in linguistics and also via astrology that there is a potential for real illnesses to spread with these UV radiations, the earth changes, the climate changes, the magnetosphere changes. It's to be assumed that our bodies will change and this can lead to some real illnesses. I'm not talking about viruses that come out of black op laboratories, etc. Mm-hmm. So we have to adapt to this. We have to have colloidal silver around us all the time, vitamin C, other vitamins. I'm not an expert at that, but you know, you have to stock up on everything. You have mm-hmm. to have it because we may be short of it. There will be food shortages potentially by November, December this year, 2009, and so on. So we have to be able to do it. Otherwise, then we have to revert to plants and know about the plant world. The subjects, I can't talk to you on the radio, but experts know what is involved. And
yes.
Each one has to try this out. But at the same time, there will be manufactured illnesses coming, like they tried. They, of course, tried something and it didn't really work. You have to not forget on the whole to go a step above or beyond all that, that the controllers were given their minds by the minds of another controlling race, where this is this whole old saying that they gave us their minds thousands
yes.
and ten thousands of years ago. So those of us who now want to get out of this paradigm, matrix, cave, whatever, have to begin to remember who we really are and do everything for themselves, for ourselves. So we have to be self-sufficient from the most primitive, like food, planting, gardening, know the plants, know what they do, have healers around us that we learn from, we ask them questions, we get taught, etc. And then form our communities, the radiant zones we were talking about, our little villages or networks, and trade with each other, and with that create our own economies, while all the rest simply happens. So we're going to live side by side in several realities.
Yes.
At the same time, we're moving now through this dimensional shift that is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living through these phases. Some of them are a little bit more challenging, like right now, the last few months, I would say, were very challenging. Now comes a bit of a release moment, maybe up to end of May, and then in August, it goes on again.
Yes. One thing I notice, and I'm sure you've probably contemplated this from time to time, this seems to be a world driven by paper. We have
yes.
paper money, paper
yes.
contracts, paper promises. Everything is on paper. And of course, that leads to lots of possibilities, but it is a system. And I'm noticing that some are starting to awaken to the fact that they don't have to rely on that paper so much. In fact, the controllers, who are really the controlled, as you often
yes.
say, they are having to deal with that reality also. I don't think they anticipated people considering another alternative. And the system
yes,
has been very,
right.
very shrewdly crafted to perpetuate itself, but never taking into account that the paper can get moldy and or age and fall apart or disintegrate. And with that, with these energies that you're talking about and the resulting consciousness, people are coming to an understanding that it's much simpler.
We will have to be practical now. We will have to become very 3D orientated, practical to get through this. And anything with paper will not cut it anymore. I don't even know where we're going to be with electronics for a certain time with the internet, although I'm very positive that better things are coming and telepathy will get better. But at the same time, we have to be physical. Like I was saying, vitamins, trees, plants, gold, metals, magnetics. We have to work with the elements now. And
mm-hmm.
remember how we did that probably in past lives or other planets. But the whole paper structure of the controllers, who are, as you said, controlled then by other entities, they are in now for a surprise because the whole thing has veered out of their control. They can't make this happen the way they want, and that's the good news. But in the process of this all happening, the chaos is going to be pretty bad. But we just have to focus not on that, but on ourselves. Like in the case of this illness, pandemic-type discussion, we have to not focus on the word illness, or otherwise we may even attract it. We have to focus on how we stay healthy. In other words, think of vitamins, of plants, of eating differently, etc. We have to think into the positive solution to attract that.
Mm-hmm. To have a natural immune system.
Yes. And in that process, a lot of us will come through completely transformed, changed, and really well ahead of the game. But this may take quite a few years. This is a longer process now that's beginning.
Yeah. Now, do you care to expound at all on what you see as far as the collapsing of this system? Certainly, we see it in the banks. We see it in the home mortgages. We see businesses having problems. Of course, a lot of it, I think, is just the power grab. It's not really that these businesses, per se, have gone bankrupt because they've always been secretly funneled money. I see it that way.
The way I understand it is that the economy as such will be transformed now during the earth changes because the economy is also a function of what the climate is able to provide. So as we have more and more sea level rises and coastal events and inundations and floods and stuff of that sort, real business becomes completely transformed, changed, transformed to the point where we have to reinvent it for a while. While, you know, there's research in great technological breakthroughs and leaps for mankind, but it takes years to come about. But as the economy falls, the governments will have no more funding to do what they do. So they lose control and their own people are going to jump ship. And the black projects who have been siphoning off all of the funding will themselves not have any more resources to continue their secret operations. So they too will begin at some level to jump ship. So this entire control mechanism falls apart. That has some pretty huge consequences. So we will see some of this happening. Some of it will be reported. But what's going on is also at the same time intangible because of these energetic dimension, interdimensional changes, the magnetic shifts that lead to a different type of perception. And that will be seen in a way that is hard to describe. I have always said a majority of people will simply be besides themselves. They will kind of lose it and behave very strange because they can't adapt to the changes as fast as we're doing. We're anticipating these changes, obviously, you and I, and our friends were listening, and that's why we are used to the unknown. We expect nothing else but the unknown, so whatever happens, we try to readapt constantly. We take nothing for granted. We don't pretend to know much. Whereas the others, they operate in a given framework that's falling apart. And so when that's gone, they don't know where to turn to.
Yes.
You have two classes of people basically roaming the planet, those who are lost and those who just find their own ways in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going to happen now with the economy is I think there is this illusion now going on, also due to the planetary alignments, where people have a tendency of believing in hope and future and things like that, and it looks like they can rig the markets a little bit longer to keep the illusion that it's still going on. But in reality, you cannot sustain these currencies. These currencies are debt instruments, and the debt is over. It's 99% debt, so you can't, out of that 1% that's left, create a new reality. It's impossible. So you have to move over to gold and natural resources and trade those and exchange in barter. Move away from paper money, from banks, etc. All this will collapse.
Yes. Michael, do you get the feeling?
The process of,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was thinking it's in the process of collapsing. It's just sort of a slow collapse with little spikes going up so that people are mistakenly thinking, most people still are mistakenly believing that it's only a short recession or depression or whatever you want to call these names. They're just words. And so they don't adapt because they think, oh, next year will get better. So most people don't understand this is really the end now. So mm-hmm. a few of us know it is finished and we're already preparing what comes afterwards.
Yes.
But we have very few people with whom we can interact at an economical level, barter, or whatever level to communicate, to interact, to create solutions, because most of the people are still attached to the old paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two realities functioning. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you see part of the chaos that's going to result? Let's say, like, okay, this whole paradigm is collapsing, and this is for the listeners out there that may be wondering, what impact does this have? Why would certain people from the government run away from their jobs? Well, there's a tremendous amount of fear. Their jobs are basically carried out under threat of certain things, you know, only they're privy to exactly what those things are, but we could use our imaginations as to how they get someone to do their bidding.
Yes.
And that includes drugs, that includes mind control, very similar to what they put on the people, but maybe some very advanced technologies that people are doing these functions and not even aware. And then when that stops, like when the money runs out and these programs can't be funded, all of a sudden, they're not going to get the same kind of treatment they got, and they're going to likely move into a state of fear. At least that's what I see, and they'll come out.
Yes.
And so that's going to add to the chaos. And I want to bring something up that I had mentioned to you before we went on the air, and that's the Ringing Cedar series of books, the story of Anastasia, who is living in Siberia in a very unorthodox way, has all her needs met, is extremely intuitive, very in tune to what's going on in the whole universe. And she has an outlook very similar to the one we're talking about, very much like what you've written in terms of being in tune with nature and being in tune with natural law, and being in tune with the Creator, and tapping into our higher gifts, our higher powers, if you want to use that term.
Yes.
And she actually describes the same things. She describes astrology in a very interesting way too. More that it's not so much the alignment of the planets and what the planets do to us so much as how we affect those planets with our consciousness and those alignments.
Yes, that's right. It's both ways. It's quantum physics. I've heard of her writings. I haven't read the books.
Mm-hmm.
And I have read web pages, websites about it quite in depth already a number of years ago. I hear now the books are translated. I haven't read the books themselves, but I've read comments about it and reviews and discussions. So, yes, she seems to be on that wavelength. And many other Siberian shamans and people in Russia are on that same wavelength. We have in my network, that is the zone that we have, you're part of that too, a few people from Russia who are observing us quietly. They are more advanced and they're wondering probably when we kind of pick up what it's about.
Mm-hmm. I think we have, in a way, some of us anyway.
Yes.
And that comes out more on the show every night. Of course, depending on who the guest is, but you'd be amazed that regardless of the topic, there's a lot of consciousness and awareness that comes through. Every one of my guests, I have to say, I'm quite fortunate in that respect. Well, that series of books, if I can say this, I highly recommend to anyone that's going to be off the grid and looking at attempting to come to a crash course, if I can use that term, in survival, a crash course in surviving and adhering to universal law, because there is a heck of a lot of fear being peddled. You know, I don't watch television. I can't stand to watch television. I might flip it on to catch what CNN is talking about or what they're pumping, and compare it to what I'm feeling or what I'm seeing. And I often notice that it's absolutely the opposite of what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing, and yet when they do what they're doing, it's exactly what I saw. If you understand. In other words, they're telling us the opposite of what they intend to do. And so we're looking to encourage people to use their discernment in all things, especially when they're told by governments and authorities what is to happen or what they're required to do. When you take on this responsibility for yourself, and then in the respect of forming communities with like-minded people with like-minded goals, and survival is probably the umbrella that covers the whole thing, people are going to have to be willing to accept something new and get out of these old paradigms, the thinking, and get more into the heart. What are your feelings on that?
Yes, it's important to actually pull television stations away. I mean, the whole equipment of it is very bad news because they are now, I believe they're digital. I don't have any televisions around me, so I don't know, but I was told that it is so bad you don't even want to have the equipment around you for electronic reasons, let alone watch what they're saying. You have to, in order to disconnect, in order to move further on your own and become self-responsible, you have to practically say goodbye to all of this and not even pay attention to what's going on in the sense of what the others are talking about. It's just irrelevant. And it's a waste of time and of your effort and energy to even look into this. That's just time you're better off using to prepare your gardens, to grow your own food, or to build little networks with friends where each one knows what he and she will be doing so that you can rely on each other. That's where your effort has to go, to prepare, you know? Mm-hmm. And survival is only a tactical means for something much bigger, because it isn't really about survival. It's about creating this whole new society and new communities and another different future.
Yeah, it's a transcendence too.
Yes.
If you want to use that word. Well, yeah,
it's a transformation process that takes now a number of years. I've always said we're looking at about 10, 12 years of this now until the existing old paradigm is really abolished and something new comes of it. But still, we're going to live through different realities that will live side by side. And it's only going to be a minority of us that will sort of live off the grids or outside the cities and continue to exist at a different level, creating new technologies, new physics, new energies, etc., while bartering with each other and just existing under new game rules that we make up as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot be interacting with this other reality too much, because it's a waste of focus.
Yeah. Now, some listeners are thinking, well, if I think about my neighbors, the guy that lives on this side of my house is a totally different reality. So I've always had that, you know, I've always had that second reality.
Yeah.
But we're talking about something totally different, where there are different streams of consciousness, at literally different octaves or different vibrations.
Yes.
And they're going to operate under different principles then, aren't they?
Yes, you have to respect that. You can't look at what the neighbor or the others or your friends are doing. See, you can only do what you want to do, and you can't look at what others are telling you to do or what you should do or what others are doing. You can only go by what you yourself are deciding to do. Then, when you find a few others who agree with certain things, you can cooperate, because it's easier to do things together than alone. Because you will need, you know, several experts at different things to function and create a new small community, and then networks of little communities, and you will always need certain qualifications, and no one can have it all together in one person, nor would you want to be alone. So you will need healers, teachers, farmers, experts at growing food, experts at new technologies, scientists, etc. So you have to group together a few people who are of the same mind, but each one has his or her own interests to further a whole new future. And there are no rules of how to create that. That just is going to come about.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we don't really talk about a lot, and that is children. What do you see the children playing in terms of their role? And I know that there are a group of souls, if you want to say that, that are coming here or have already come here to let's say carry their own frequency, because I don't think they're really here to fix things for us. That's a heck of a responsibility to put on kids, you know, to come to this reality knowing that they've basically volunteered to participate in this transformation that's going on, but they're going to become the major players in the coming generations. And we should allot for the proper education of kids or maybe the re-education of adults, because I see many of these children being able to teach us things.
That's right. They already know what has to happen. They probably feel a little bit lost because they're overwhelmed with the system they have to be a part of, which begins by being in families that are dysfunctional, and then going to schools with teachers that don't have a clue what they're talking about. So most children, out of survival instinct, to fit into the group, will just pretend to fit in. Probably most of these children know intuitively what is right to do, so we have to give them space to express themselves and listen to their suggestions and make them a part of what we're doing. And where possible, we have to have communities that can homeschool the children or have the children in a group in such a way that they become part of what the adults are doing together. And so take them as equals seriously and let them do what they like to do, because they themselves will carve out their own tasks. Some of them will be leaders and say to adults, we should do this or that, and just let them do and follow their instinct and see where this leads.
Yes. Well, you know, leaving a paradigm that's founded or based on control and moving into another one where you have order, but not necessarily through the same control, but through the realization of self-expression and creativity and the exercising of awareness and insight and cooperation and communication, all the things that have really been bastardized in their current state right now. If you look at any aspect of our reality, it looks pretty pathetic, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so I think the kids, the reason I bring this up is, you know, we're so unprepared to take care of ourselves. We mustn't forget that you know, children are going to be around and very capable of contributing to this whole thing. They can help recreate this, which will empower them beyond, I think, our wildest imaginations.
Yes, I agree. Well, some of those kids are even guided by certain influences outside, by certain partnerships they have with other visions. And so it's really important that we ask them what they see, what they suggest, and make them an equal part of what we're doing. So ideally, the new communities will have these children together with us as partners of leading a new way. And then education as such is just a sharing of ideas. And then
yes,
schools will no longer be needed in the present form of schools. This will be done in villages and communities that look after themselves. All this whole new paradigm has yet to be invented and will function completely on its own according to what is useful, basically, with these alignments that we're living through the next 15 years. It's essentially all about what is useful and functional and how it's going to work, as opposed to this other world that is falling apart because it has proven not to work.
Mm-hmm.
So the solution is we need to get out of the system.
Yes.
Physically, intellectually, spiritually, at all levels, just move sideways of it, out of thought and into a form of action without thought, of which the children are part of.
Mm-hmm. You're describing a state of being.
Yes.
And of course, not just sitting under a tree, you know. Although there may be those that have to do that for one reason or another, maybe to help hold the tree up.
You know? Yes, exactly.
We have
to leave the cities, basically. We have to go outside of the system. You cannot work this within the energies that are prevalent now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those of us that are going to choose to move on into a new reality, or already have chosen and are moving, and then those that are going to move along and still aren't aware of it yet, there are going to be many conflicting energies occurring. The Earth is going through her own changes and is going to continue, just because of the relative consummate consciousness of the whole planet and the life and the struggle of the energies, you know, between natural law and man's laws and natural abundance and man's limited concept of abundance. In fact, they replace that with the word scarcity. That's a word they constantly use, that there isn't enough of this and there isn't enough of that. There's going to be sort of a clash of these energies. Do you have anything to say about that in terms of what's natural, that regardless of what our consciousness is, we're not going to be able to control it? It's going to happen. Do you see anything outside of what you've written in Zen of Stars or Foreseen? Light seeds.
Well, now it's a matter of how we do it, and there is no recipe to it. I mean, we know more or less how it should look like. We have a good idea of what is going away and that something new is coming. And how we're going to do this exactly, we have to test this out. This is going to be trial and error. We have to figure out a whole new way, and there is no recipe to that. Mm-hmm. All that you know is that the next few years, on the one hand, in the 3D world, will be very chaotic, so the best is to move slightly aside of it so as to be least impacted by the fallout of what will happen, so that we can carry on in peace, to be quiet and come up with new solutions, while simply, you know, living, getting by in the sense of being able to have food, clean food, the medicines we need, the vitamins, etc., to get through very practical problems that are coming towards us with the UV radiation that is obviously getting really intense, to get through the Earth changes, actually. So there's a 3D element that will, you know, preoccupy us to a good degree just to get through everything, while mm-hmm. the other intellectual, spiritual, techno level is something we do simultaneously to move forward.
Yeah,
but I
see
can't
the two.
Tell you any recipes, you know.
Yeah, I see the two going hand in hand, actually.
Yes.
In other words, as one is disconnecting and liberating themselves from the matrix and the shackles of it, if you want to use that term. I used it.
Yes. So the only thing you can do is not cooperate with what exists.
Yes.
That's the best recipe. Just be aware of what is wrong and don't cooperate with it. Don't be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Move sideways from it.
Yeah, where I'm going with this is, okay, we're moving into a higher state of consciousness, and as that's occurring and these physical changes are taking place and there's a healing going on because one has disconnected themselves from all these predetermined outcomes, you know, problem, reaction, solution. It's over and over again the same thing. We will be out of that. We won't necessarily be facing problems per se because of that. We will have nothing but an endless stream of opportunities that were never available to us, or if they were, they were oppressed and suppressed.
Yes, that's right.
Whether you're talking about the natural gifts, or, you know, the gifts of the spirit, or technology, our understanding of higher sciences, higher art forms, you know, there may be a new way that we discover to walk down the street, so to speak, and raise our consciousness that way, or by drinking a glass of pure water. Or, you know, it's going to be a combination of things is what I'm saying. And the process itself, I think, is going to aid us. The very process of change that we're going to go through is going to empower us to do these things. So the solutions that we're looking for will probably come about because of an increased awareness or an increased insight and understanding of who we are.
Yes, we have to ask for that consciousness to occur. We have to actually ask for a higher awareness every day, which is a process of getting to know ourselves, refining ourselves, preparing ourselves to deal with higher energies and breakthroughs at an intellectual level, of course, but also practically speaking, at finding solutions to day-to-day situations that work, as opposed to being part of the complaining and the negativity that involves the others.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that goes hand in hand with the changes. It's just that during the next 2 years up to 2011, we will be, most of us practically speaking, just busy rearranging our own physical lives. That will consume practically all our day-to-day affairs. While physically we're adapting genetically, DNA level, etc., to just be more fit to deal with every day.
Yeah. So
because
you're
the
saying
changes of the energy, the magnetosphere collapse, the squeezing of the whole planet and the solar system, etc., that will have an impact on our physical well-being. And in the transformation, we have to physically monitor ourselves, how we're doing, to simply get through it. At the moment, it seems that those of us who are somewhat more interested in these subjects are feeling a little bit overwhelmed, or sometimes maybe physically a bit exhausted. So it seems that some of us need more sleep, whereas before we were able to pack in more. And those are cyclical things. It's hard to say in what increments of time this is coming. So we can just adapt day to day, knowing every day that we just have to reevaluate everything that we thought we knew. Like I said, there's just no recipe to it because everything is unknown. We're moving straight into the unknown for those of us who are moving away from what we had going.
Yeah. In terms of you mentioned Cliff High and
yes.
Half Past Human, and there is a lot going on with the language, and there's a parallel. Again, in the first book of Anastasia, she describes consciousness in such a way that that if all the people or a large number of people on the earth intended to have a second sun appear, it would actually appear. It's quite an interesting statement that she makes, and she's showing the power of creation. Now, that has much to do with our thoughts. That has much to do with our non-thoughts or our reaction to things that we're told, especially disinformation. So, you know, we're constantly encouraging my listening audience to discern the information they're hearing, because a lot of it is intended just to create confusion.
Yes.
Sleight of hand. It's like a magic trick, or, you know, smoke
yes.
and mirrors. And from what you know of what Cliff High has been talking about in terms of the patterns of energy and the language and the computations that he's working out, all the possible scenarios, what is the underlying current or the underlying message right now of what he's bringing out?
Well, what he and I have in common in what we say to people is that we have to become completely self-sufficient, because we're estimating that the entire structure of government and of systems, logistics, super infrastructure, grocery stores, distribution, logistics, transportation, schools, universities, all systems of any kind, economy, banking, everything is falling apart, coming apart. So he and I are saying we have to become self-reliant, self-sufficient, beginning with knowing how, where to feed ourselves, where to get the food, how to function with each other, etc. He is saying, based on linguistics, that he sees this happening over the next 6 to 12 months, to 18 months maybe, towards the end of 2010 at the very latest. But this is a process that has begun, that is in the process of happening now, that the governments and ruling elites, or minion class as he calls it, are trying to patch together something that is by definition lost. And what he sees through linguistics, I can more or less confirm via astrological alignments, has a potential to be correct.
Yes, and I agree.
So what he does is, of course, very tricky, because he looks at potential language that can mean many different things, right? And so he's not saying he's right, but he's saying another thing which is maybe more valuable than all of his reports, which he says more so in his interviews that are publicly available, and I'm agreeing with him and say mostly the same, is that we have to refine ourselves and use this time now ahead. Those are good alignments for personal developments ahead right now, this year, 2009, to prepare ourselves, acquire knowledge of a new kind, and become ready to live a completely different life outside of the system, which we both agree is going to fall apart. There may be a bit of a divergence of how long this takes. I'm saying it's more likely to take 6-7 years into 2015, because this is a longer process. He's seeing certain elements happening much faster. But then on the other hand, he sees also via linguistic in 10 years from now, maybe even before that, after the potential earth changes, crustal shifts, etc., hugely interesting technological breakthroughs and discoveries of a new technological kind of how we're going to arrange the way we live together. And I see that too, based on astrology.
Mm-hmm.
So we come to more or less the same conclusions, he and I.
Yeah, and I agree on a metaphysical level, and in terms of what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing. The average person, when they consider, oh, the banks are collapsing, I'm going to lose everything I have, my life is never going to be the same. Well, that's very true. It's never going to be the same. In fact, it's changing now. It's always been changing. You just haven't noticed because your attention was on a certain frequency. And that is going to change, isn't it? We are going to be more aware of what is going on.
Yes, those of us who have been paying attention have always been aware. We have been feeling, at least I have been feeling, that this was overdue. I had thought this all would happen already in the years 2004-5, like four or 5 years from now. And for some reason I feel there has been some sort of a delay. This can be due to several factors. Maybe that the governments, ruling classes were able to hold it together better than we thought we would. This is why I'm not always sure about the timing, if it's really still only half a year or maybe two more years. But these considerations, honestly, are irrelevant, but it takes this or that time. What we need to do is busy ourselves with ourselves and just begin or carry on to create our new lives, really regardless of what the system, the other world there is doing. That's what I'm saying. We need to move away of even commenting on what is out there, because these changes are all of an inner nature. And Cliff High agrees with that. So what we can do, for instance, is read up on some oriental wisdom, Sanskrit teachings, Taoist teachings, go into that if we wish for external sources of knowledge, wisdom, and then adapt from within and observe our own changes, what's going on with us and the weather, observe really the climate and everything that's immediately around us, from the way trees behave to how the weather is moving, and with that create our own existence with the few people around us that we can trust, and spend as little time as possible considering what the system is doing. That's really not our business.
Yeah. Now, do you see...
I mean, it's a pretty hardcore in sense of teaching that I'm giving. I'm just saying what goes on out there is irrelevant, and we should really not waste a moment about these things.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of this show. I'll see you in the next life.
Maybe in June again.
What's that?
Maybe in June.
In June, yeah. Well, no, what I'm saying, I'm sort of making a joke that, you know, part of the theme of this show is to bring to awareness what is going on and why it's going on and who's behind it, and so that when one turns away, one recognizes from what they're turning away.
Yes, I understand that. Although it's kind of irrelevant why it's happening and how it's happening, but what is relevant for us is what we're doing with ourselves. And so what I'm saying is we shouldn't react to what's happening out there. We just do what we do because we know it's the right thing.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm getting at. And so the fear that one feels when they say, okay, this is going to happen, you know, it's basically before these pandemics hit, I was telling my listening audience that these are plans, that this is how they might try to do this. And
you have
to be aware that they're doing that so you can say, wait a minute, I remember hearing that these vaccines are laced with the virus and actually could give me the disease. So
yes,
I'm going
to
say no, of course.
Yes.
So we share
that.
I assume,
of course, we're talking to friends who know all these things now.
Yeah. Well, there are some listeners that are tuning in that are hearing the show for the first time. So we have to acknowledge the fact that, for a moment at least, that they're hearing these new things. What the heck are they talking about? You know.
Yes. I understand that. Yes.
You know, because the fact that they're tuned in may be the first step in their awakening process. See, so
that's a good thing. Yes.
So I have to honor all of those folks in my listening audience at the different levels they are. Some of them are going to be working together, possibly.
Yes, right.
And some of the newcomers may move to the forefront in a very rapid or short time.
Yes, they have the advantage of learning very quickly now.
Yes. So we're recommending that people don't move into a state of fear or stay in a state of fear or denial about these things, but consider that they're likely possibilities that are showing all the signs of manifestation already. And that's what you've written in your books. Many of those things are coming true. Even on the show, many things I predicted came to pass in the order and in the sequence within a matter of days. The collapse of the banks and certain finance companies and brokerage firms and all of this, those things were predicted on this show. And they happened accordingly. And it was more or less just reading the signs, because these signs are out there for us to see. And if those signs are there, obviously there are other signs for us to see too.
Yes, I'm saying we should really just look at nature, because what's going on right now is really amazing. The way the weather is behaving and the nature reacts to the weather and adapts to it, that's kind of where we can take a clue from what's up and what's going on immediately around us.
Yeah, there are some strange things going on. Now,
yes.
Do you want to expound on that a little bit and describe some of the things you're seeing?
Well, I've noticed, for instance, that here in Germany, we had a situation where we went from relatively deep winter cold within less than 2 weeks to summer, where all the trees were up, all the grass is grown, everything. Basically, we had in 2 weeks what would normally take, say, 2 to 3 months, and then back into the cold and winter. And I'm hearing that in the U.S., there is similar stuff going on with completely erratic behavior of temperatures and weather and winds, tornadoes, etc. But we expected that. Again, as I'm saying, we knew 2 years ago that come 2009 we'll be seeing these things, and we know now that since we're passing this checkpoint, we're probably going to be seeing next year the first big winds, the floodings, and then potentially also the tidal waves and the change of the ocean structures, land masses rising in the Tonga Islands in the Pacific, complete changes. I mean, we have 22 nations with like 10 million people who are basically being by force migrated away. They're going maybe to Australia or Canada, deals being made by governments were to take all these millions of people. So, I mean, and those are things nobody really reads about much, although if you go look for it, you can find it even on Financial Times, BBC. I find that some of the media have changed their behavior and are becoming more forthright, more direct, straightforward, honest about what's actually happening. But you have to look for it to actually find these things that are going on, that are underreported. And those are all things that, for instance, Cliff High had seen in the linguistics a year or two ago, or more even. He has been doing this for 10 years. I saw them potentially just via astrological alignments, that would about match the alignments we'll have. And now, in the next few years, with the big square between Pluto, Uranus, Saturn, and so on, we're expecting more of the structural transformation of society that is probably due now, technically speaking, in hindsight, to the weather and climate conditions that we're having. So all of this, we're observing it, it's really happening, it's for real, so we have reason to believe that everything else that we saw coming is most probably also going to be pretty real. And that's why the advice, which is what it comes down to, is that we definitely must be self-sufficient and organize ourselves without relying on any kind of system, for a while anyway, until we create our own self-sustaining structures, transportation, new energies, and search, and have scientists help us. I mean, I've always said I ask scientists to come out of these black ops and basically give us the technologies that exist, and then we do it together.
Yeah, that's the forthright way. Now, yes. Do you see all these things as sort of, we could say, symptoms of the changes that are taking place? They are changes, obviously, but there's a purpose for these.
They're symptoms, yes, we can observe them, and I don't know what they're due to. Do you understand? I don't know it, and I don't even think it's really relevant because there's so many theories. What does it matter where it comes from? It's totally out of our control anyway. I suppose it is cosmic by nature, or at least, say, galactic is within our solar system, all these changes. So what we're going through here on this planet is probably very similar as on other planets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's certainly not man-made. That is what I'm trying to say. It has nothing to do with what we did here on this planet. It's just a phase that we're going through because we're going through an alignment, through this galactic alignment in about 2 to 5 years. And I'm saying 2 to 5 years because our solar system is about 2 to 4 degrees large on a scope of 360 degrees, and the alignment we're traversing in the next 4 years is itself about 22 degrees large, so you can calculate it's going to take quite a while until we, as a solar system, have moved through this whole, through this outer edge of the circle, of the cycle. It's like breaking through an eggshell and going through the other side when we go through this alignment with the galactic center. And when the plane, the elliptic, gets crossed by the solar system, that's not something that happens overnight. That's why we cannot say a date and say, well, on that day, this and that will happen. It's just outside of our knowledge, and we have to admit to that and humbly say, you know, we don't know. And maybe not knowing has its own advantages, maybe part of our protection that the future is not really known. And that's good because the controllers would like to control the future as well if they could. And the good news is they cannot. So they cannot foist the future onto humanity that they think they know about because it's out of their control also.
Well, yeah. I mean, that comes back to the old understanding that really there is no time. Everything is in the now state, and that the past is the ego identification, and the future is the concept of ego survival.
Yes, well, there's motion, you understand? If you look at it from the planet or solar system viewpoint, of course, the stuff moves around in certain cycles. So our solar system has entered the alignment. Some of our planets that are part of our system, like, say, Pluto, Neptune, they're already in it. Mm-hmm. We don't have anybody that can go quickly there and tell us how this looks over there. It's too far away for us. But we would have to assume that some planets are already going through a form of galactic magnetic changes, interdimensional changes, that are difficult mm-hmm. to quantify, to describe what it entails. And the inner system, Earth, Mercury, Venus, etc., the Sun, is only going through this alignment around 2011, 2012, 2013. The reason why it's really hard to say the exact date, despite all these calculations that were man-made, supposedly by Mayans or others, I don't know, you know, I wasn't there, so it's difficult to say because, again, the solar system itself has a certain width, say, call it about 2 to 4 degrees, and the bandwidth which we are now going to go through has about 22 degrees. So you cannot say exactly when you enter it and when you mm-hmm. leave it. You can say more or less within 4 to 7 years from now, about, more or less. And so the midpoint of this transition is probably somewhere around 2013, 14. And what exactly that is going to do, you know, that's speculation. But we're getting a good feeling for it if we really carefully observe the changes that we have seen so far, because we've already seen quite a few changes in the last 2 years, with the earthquakes in China, Burma, the floodings, and we've seen the consequences of what all this does to the food chain. And so if we just extrapolate and behave a little bit logically, we know that more floodings and more winds and more this and that creates certain problems with food distribution and simple things. So that's what we have to address. That's why I'm saying, in the last year, consistently with the alignments of Pluto in Capricorn, that we should, in the next 10 years, in a reality of the 3D, the third dimension, live as practical and useful as possible a life as we can. And then the rest, the whole techno-spiritual level, that comes with the magnetic changes that cause or are mirrored by DNA changes inside of us.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Yeah, in our closing moments here, I know that there are a lot of people that wanted me to ask a similar question to the one I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
There appears to be quite a bit of activity out in space.
Yes.
There's a lot of visiting going on.
And, yes, let's talk about it.
There are, let's say, beings. Like us, there are people mm-hmm. like us
yes.
who are very interested in observing the changes that are going on, all these different changes, many of which they can see because of the technology they possess, or they can predict, or they can see because of the advanced state they are in spiritually.
Yes.
In other words, they've been through this process, and now they're going to observe it here on Earth, which is my personal understanding is that it's quite unique in the whole universe. There's no other place like this Earth. I can certainly say that there's probably not a cabal like the one that's certainly here. But
yeah.
that said, we are, many of us know that there is going to be some kind of contact or
yes.
some influence from outside. Do you care to share anything about what you see or what you know in that
yes.
regard?
Sure. Okay, first of all, we must not think that we're going to await for some help from outside. Otherwise, we would be really severely misguided. We would also do ourselves a disservice because we would be disempowering ourselves by hoping or wishing that some agency from outside comes to help us. The most we are getting here is some, I'd say, psychic or telepathic transmissions from some probably more benevolent beings, Andromedans, Pleiadians, Nordics, those types, that are via telepathy suggesting solutions to our minds. But other than that, they're not going to get mixed up with the mess that's going on here. Now, whether they have gone through this in other parts of the universe or not, I'm not sure. They were once part of this here. You see, we have been taken over this world, this planet here, a few times. We fought off invaders. We ourselves, maybe in other lives, invaded planets, so we've seen it from all sides. But there is a higher self to all of these beings who know that all this is maybe a creation game. And so these higher beings that are visiting, that are part maybe of certain organizations, I'm not sure, they're just observing. Some help, as I said, in a technological way of transmission to what we could do in form of energy, of how to manage the planet better. That's probably what it's about. It's a resource management exercise. Sure, there will be contact. Yes, we'll be seeing some of that. But on the whole, the point is that we are responsible for managing and furthering this planet and developing ourselves in the process to a more advanced level like they themselves are. But their job is not to interfere here. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I brought that up primarily was because there are those that are assuming that, as you already stated, I don't feel this is the case. I don't think that they're just going to come and take over our society under the guise of helping us or rescuing us.
No, they're not going to do that.
That's not going to happen.
No.
And
this is for us to figure out. They can only help us catch the drift and say to us, watch out what's going on and become aware of who you really are and become aware of how you have been dumped down genetically, etc., and remember really what you have to do now. That's as far as the help goes, and that's a lot of help already to make us understand that.
Yeah, well, with the many topics we bring out on shows like this and others where people are talking about issues like genetically modified foods, for example, it's a way for a corporation to corner the market, completely control the market, and sell lots of quickly grown food that have no nutritional value. So
yes,
we bring these topics up not to scare people that they're doing this and they're doing that, but to say this is their plan. You are in charge of your life. You're responsible for yourself. You can make another choice.
Yes, exactly.
It's about making correct choices, too. And even when you make the wrong choice, you've made a correct choice, because if you're paying attention, you will learn from that choice.
Yes.
You'll learn from all your choices. Thinking from the heart, discerning from the heart, not thinking in the head, where all of this mind control goes on, is the avenue. What recommendation would you give to somebody that's intent upon opening up their awareness, from the heart center?
Well, it would simply be to go into stillness and to spend as much time as possible quiet. I don't mean by this meditation or techniques, because techniques are already misguided, because they're techniques. It's not about techniques. They can help to get into a state, but then it's about the state itself, and when you are able to meet that state every day, if possible, a few moments, and then extend these moments until it becomes a state of being, is just to be in stillness while doing still what you do, whether you walk in the woods or by the sea or whether you work or whatever you do, to be in that constant stillness, to be able to be in the dialogue with yourself and potentially with so-called higher forces or advanced techno-spiritual forces, to get some instinct or input into what you could do with your life and friends and how you could further the interests of a few together with you to create communities that can live a different life. And we have time still. You see, we're not running out of time in that sense, that the structural breakup of what's going on this planet is still a few more years away. I mean, probably the financial banking type economy currency breakup begins towards, or will be completed, say, within about a year, beginning in November, December, and then going through, say, the end of 2010. So we do have still time to adapt to this as far as our economic behavior is. As far as our healthcare is concerned, our bodies, etc., we have to be very careful immediately, because the next year will be fraught with a lot of trouble due to many factors from outside. And I don't mean just illnesses that are manufactured. It's just simple stuff like UV radiation and the weather itself. We just have to be careful where we take our food from and what supplements we use to be in better shape. So again, it's practical things. We just have to live practically now. The next few years, we have to be very practical and concern ourselves with simple things, very mundane matters, which we took for granted because we took it from the system, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to give you the opportunity to give out your website for anyone that wants to read any of the announcements that you happen to make periodically or new information coming out.
Sure.
I know you're working on a film right now, too.
We have completed that. We have actually completed the film. A friend of mine, his name is Ruben Del Muro. He has begun to air a series of videos, interviews, documentaries he's making with people who are working on the forefront of eco-villages, radiant zones, communities off the grid, etc., reorganizing a new way of living. He is going to present a two-hour documentary video on the Internet in probably about a half a year. We hope, we're not quite sure, it depends on a few more things we need to finish. Basically, that's a film based on my written work. My website is passage11.com, and the second website is lightseeds.com, light-seeds.com, and there is a radiant zone. People who are supposed to find it will find it. There is a link. It's a little bit hidden, and that leads to a network that I have. It looks on the face of it like a forum, but it's more built like a network of resources and friends, experts in different matters, you know, healers, teachers, media people, educators, people with practical solutions that network with each other worldwide to create their opportunities in this whole new development.
Yes, so, and you even have a few talk show hosts.
Sorry?
I was saying you even have a few talk show hosts, too.
Oh, yes, you're part of it. Others are part of it. We have about 720 friends now on this network, and all of them have in common that they're looking for solutions. It's very practical. What we're doing is pragmatic and geared towards living a better life. Now, we're free of dogma, free of any of these theories. We're just trying to find out ways now how to live productively outside of what we know is going on. So this is a rather advanced crowd of about 700 people. The websites are visited daily by many more, and there are the books that are available and many videos. And we're having more of those things coming now in the next few months.
Yes.
And that's lightseeds.com and passage11.com.
Yes, and I also have your books, Zen of Stars, Foreseeing, and Light Seeds, all on my Direct Light Productions website.
Yes,
too.
I saw that. Thank you very much.
Well, that's okay. Just letting the listeners know, you know, I did short little summaries of the books, and I hope it's helping. Anyway.
Yes, more and more people are connecting to this. These books have been launched really underground, meaning under the radar, but they're being seen by more and more. One of the books is actually moving into the top 200 of the publishing firm that does it.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah,
Lightseeds
is now ranked 226, I believe, at lulu.com. Lulu.com is the market leader in marketing books on print on demand.
Yeah, that's great. And they're very interesting books because they deal with a lot of the topics that we've discussed tonight. Of course, in a different way, in some ways, because you're basically just describing your experiences and what you're seeing. And it's interesting to compare because I'm seeing many of the things that you describe happening in my own life or seeing it happen around me, and many of your predictions have come true.
Yes, so. I kept it practical. You see, my books, although they talk about politics, economy, all the grand big things that we talked about and that are still being talked about, that's past for me. For years ago, I said this is of no interest, but I was into this majorly. I was a researcher in all of this stuff, DETs. I mean, I was an expert in it, but I found out it is totally irrelevant. And it's a phenomenon anyway that morphs around you as a searcher. You get out of this what you put in, so your question will define what you get out of. So I figured out eventually that's a process that each one goes through on his own. Everyone will figure out what's best for them. But I found out that what's important now for us is that we organize our own lives. We know what is happening. Now it's just the question of action without thought. We know, we see what's coming, and therefore the seeing is its own action that should tell us actually what to do next. So that's something we can discuss, and which we're doing in this network of friends, of sharing solutions where people compare what works better or not so good, what works in terms of day-to-day life, from, you know, gardening, from plants to medicine, which vitamins, practical stuff to get through it now.
Okay. Well, Michael, I appreciate the time you put in so early in your day. We had to get you up out of bed early to be on the show.
Oh, that's quite okay. You're welcome. Thank you so much for your time.
And I'll make sure that you get a copy of this show as quickly as possible so that you can post it for your readers.
Yes, we'll put it on our site. They like that. We even have some of the shows transcribed. We'll see to this, that this be seen very soon again.
Okay.
And maybe we talk again in a couple months or so.
Yeah, we'll have you on again. I know we're going to do this astrologically, so...
Well, let's just see what happens now first in this summer, what comes through this period now that we engage in, because it's going to get pretty intense now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see how our timing is doing.
Okay. Well, my greeting to all our mutual friends, and I look forward to the next time. Thank you for being on the show, and I wish you the best, and keep in touch.
You too. All the best to you. Thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
Okay, folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and tonight's special guest, Michael St. Clair. He'll be on again in the future. In the meantime, visit his websites, passage11.com or light-seeds.com, and be looking for that secret little link that he described if you'd like to consider possibly becoming a light worker and moving on with a sense of your sovereign responsibility and an awareness of who you really are. Special thanks to Don Newsom and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound. It was really good tonight, Seth. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me again tomorrow evening when my special guest will be Ken Adachi. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.